So you run or own a business and you're wondering how to take it to the next level. How do you take this fast-moving organization and build it bigger than you ever dreamed? That is the question, and this podcast is full of answers. I'm Eric Wilkins, and this is the Cash, Character, and Clicks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I hope you are having an amazing day so far. I know I am. Got a good start to my morning this morning, and it's actually kind of what I want to talk about in today's podcast. There's one thing that I believe will affect all aspects of your life and your business, whether that be your cash, your character, your clicks, or anything else that has to do with your life. Really, there's two things. One is a relationship with the Lord. Number two, though, is the one I'm going to talk about today. And it is that your health will affect every part of your life. And I mean that through experience. I want to tell you a little bit about how I've been on this journey, this experience for a long time. I'll back up just a little bit. If you don't know me, if you do know me, you may have heard some of this before. If you don't know me, you have never heard this. But growing up, I grew up not the wealthiest kid on the block. In fact, there was moments in my life where I lived in a one bedroom apartment with my mom and my brother. And there's other parts of my life where my entire life growing up, I lived in an apartment and not because it was a cool downtown apartment either. It was because it was what we could afford and lived in that apartment all growing up. My first house to live in, actual house to live in, was the first house I ever bought when my wife and I got married. And so grew up in that kind of world. And sometimes, as you see, when you live in that type of environment, healthy food choices are not always available, and gym memberships are not always affordable. And so I grew up a pretty hefty kid. I was always one of the biggest kids in the class for sure. I was definitely an overweight, obese teenager. At one point, I got up to 322 pounds, and I am a big guy already. I'm 6'3", but that 322 is not normal, not what I should have weighed. And so I got up that big and was just very unhealthy. I love sports. I always played sports and things like that. And without going into too much detail, had a life change whenever I started playing rugby. And when I started playing rugby, I lost a lot of weight fairly fast. Then within about a year, I lost almost 90 pounds, and kind of that really began my journey of this up and down lifestyle of with food and with fitness. And it really, every time I would realize it's affecting how I live. And so what would happen would be, I would be in shape, doing great, living life, everything's going great. And then something would happen. I would start slacking. I'd start eating whatever. I'd stop working out. And then my weight would go back up. And then my fitness would go back down. And then I would just start feeling terrible. The issue is I would not feel terrible enough for a good 6 months or so before I would say, I've got to change this again. And by that time that 6 months has gone up, I'm back to where I started. I'm gained 40, 50, 60 pounds. And then here we go again, start feeling like I'm starting all over. And when you feel like you're starting all over, it is very, very, very difficult to get motivated to do something again. And so as we sit right here on this podcast, I'm kind of in that spot again. I'm in the last year at this time. I actually was doing something. I actually invented my own fitness challenge, I guess. And it was a 70-day challenge that I challenged myself with. And I was like, I'm just going to do this thing. And I ended up eating nothing but what the Lord had made. So whether that's fruits, vegetables, meats that aren't fried or cooked in crazy grease or anything. But I did that for a long time, for 70 days I did it. And I actually got to be in the best shape of my life. I got down to where I had lost over 100 pounds total, got down to like 214, which for me is pretty dang good. And then after that, I was living great. I felt awesome. Like just the things I felt like I could do, the things that I could, how I was spending my time and all that kind of stuff felt awesome. And then, over this past year, business got really busy. Life got really busy. I've got three kids and excuse me, up until this point, they have been, staying at home with my wife, but they're to the age now where we jumped into two sports. One of them's going to school, and that just is a crazy life change all of a sudden. And then we're just not getting in a lot of sleep because we're just staying so busy. And so, here I am. It is November 4th, and I am waking up this morning, actually going to bed last night. I went to bed at 8 o'clock because I felt awful. I wasn't sick. I didn't have a cold. There's nothing like that. I just felt terrible. And, I know my body, I told my wife yesterday, I was like, my body is shutting down. I don't know what is going on. I have this awful headache and I just feel like my body's shutting down. So I went to bed at 8 o'clock and woke up. And found myself, woke up 5:30 because I went to bed so late. And I was just like, I'm going to the gym. I have to make a change. If I don't, I'm literally going to physically, I'm going to die. And if I don't make a change in my lifestyle right now. And so that's where I'm at. So I'm kind of speaking on this topic out of past experience, but then also current reality. And so the challenge that I have for you guys is that, you know, I don't know if you've lived this up and down lifestyle like I have. There's lots of people that do, lots of people that don't, lots of people that struggle with other things. But for me, it's this weight. It's a weight thing. It's a fitness thing. It's just everything that has to do with that. And I'll often talk myself into, I'll start on Monday, which this time it happens to be Monday because I felt like death yesterday. But, you know, I just challenge you to whatever day you're listening to this on, if this is where you're at in your life and you're just feeling miserable, whether it be from lack of sleep, that is definitely the health side of things, lack of sleep, lack of discipline when it comes to eating, lack of discipline when it comes to exercise, whatever that may be, I just challenge you to get started right now. I know that one of my biggest challenges is pushing it off and putting it off and waiting till the next go, the next time, the next thing, the next fitness program that comes out, the next diet program that comes out. I'm just constant, the next Monday, the next month, the next season, whatever it is, I'm always pushing this thing back. And every time I do that, the issue is between the time I say, okay, I'm going to start on, let's say it's a Wednesday, and I'm like, all right, I'm starting next Monday. The problem with me is I will gorge myself or just flat out be as lazy as possible between Wednesday and Monday, so much so that I get to the point on Monday where I just don't want to do it because I'm so miserable that I can't do it. I physically feel like I can't do anything. And so I just want to challenge you wherever you're at, whatever day it is, whatever season it is, if you don't start now, there's a good chance you won't start. And so I just want to leave you with that, like, do something, start something, because at the end of the day, if you have ever gone through this journey, you know that when you're working out, you're eating better, you're sleeping better, you know that you're going to be a better father, a better mother, a better employee, a better boss, a better just all around human. You're just going to be better because you feel better and you feel, and it's a huge confidence booster, not necessarily what you see in the mirror or things like that. Those are good. But, from a how you feel, that is what's going to make it all the difference in the world. So, I just want to challenge you guys to do that. And so, the other thing would be, have some sort of a plan going into it. So yes, I'm saying get started right now. And you may not have a plan right now, but get started right now by doing something more than what you did the day before or the week before. And so what that could look like is that's going to be different for everybody. For me, I'm a CrossFitter. So when I'm working out, I go to CrossFit and I exercise a ton and I do these really hard workouts that are just oftentimes just nuts and crazy. And I'm just like, what is this? And I don't want to do it. But that's just, that's just how I'm wired. I'm wired that way. And so other people, you may look up and you may say, I haven't walked half of a mile in the last 6 years. Okay, great. So if you haven't walked half a mile, that means you probably haven't walked at all, just going for I'm going to go for a walk and exercise. You probably haven't done that. And so I want to challenge you that if you haven't done that, if you haven't exercised or walk a mile or anything like that, I want to challenge you to do something different, to do something that you haven't done in a long time. So that may be literally put your phone down, put your whatever it is, or grab your phone and put some headphones in and just walk to the end of the street and back. Something simple like that, just something to motivate you, to show you that you can do it. You can still do this, even though it's been a long time. If you're like me and you're competitive with yourself, you're competitive with other people, things like that, and you haven't done anything, do what I did this morning. I didn't have a plan going into my day. I just knew that I woke up and I was like, I have to go work out somewhere. I have to do something. So it was 5:30 when I woke up this morning. I still have a membership at the YMCA. I popped over to the YMCA and I did a workout. I did something that was familiar to me. Lots of jump ropes, lots of basketball, lots of different things like that. Something that was just familiar, that I wasn't going to be dead tomorrow if I tried something, and it was going to motivate me to do something tomorrow. So literally today, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm already thinking about tomorrow because I did something today. And that was what counted, is that I made a decision to get up and go do something. So I want to challenge y'all with that. It will make you better. I believe that I used to be a personal trainer. That's part of the story that I didn't get into, but I used to be a personal trainer. And when I was, I really wanted to get into corporate training because that was what, one of the guys that was my influencer, he was talking that he did. He was a corporate trainer. And what that means was he would go into businesses and he would have a whole sales pitch of seeing differences in teams, in organizations, when the whole team would get together and work out and be fit and exercise and just do it together. There's something about fitness and health and what it does for your body that literally just makes you better. And so I believe that if you're a leader listening to this podcast, if you're an employee, it doesn't really matter, wherever you are, you will be better at what you do if you exercise, if you eat well, if you sleep well, if you do all those things. And I'm saying this out of pure experience of my past and reality of my current reality. I already feel today better than I have on a Monday in a long time. I love Mondays. Mondays are one of my favorite days of the week, but they get to where they're very difficult if you're not sleeping well, you're not eating well. And so, that's my challenge today, guys, is I know that it's not really about cash or clicks or character, but I do believe it affects all three of those things. Do you remember having a baby? If any of you who've had kids before, when you're just so tired because the child, it will not sleep. And I know we had 3 kids in 4 years, and oh my goodness, my patience was so thin, not because we had a baby. It was because I wasn't sleeping well. And that was the biggest issue. And so so it's the same thing. It's if you sleep well, if you eat well, if you exercise, you will be better. So I'll leave you guys with that. Y'all have a great rest of the day, and we will catch you later.